the Muckle Mill and Erricht Linen Works. Peter McIntosh successfully developed the Meikle Mill or Muckle Mill, the latter name probably to distinguish it from a small lint mill on the Hoos of Rattray. It grew into a significant flax-spinning business, although over the years had various owners, until Luke and Company took it over in 1870 as a base to soften the unpacked bales of jute, before processing the jute in their nearby Erricht Works. It eventually closed in 1902 at the same time as its neighbour and demolished in 1970. It is an appropriate starting point for this itinerary, as the back gable wall of the Muckle Mill can still be seen in the car park, the last remaining evidence of Peter McIntosh's legacy, the man who, as his gravestone proclaims, first introduced the useful art of spinning flax by means of machinery into this part of the country. The Erricht Linen Works on the Blairgowrie side of the river had been erected in 1867 by James Luke, a successful mill owner in Dundee. It was designed by a Dundee firm of architects, and it was said that the design of the mill offered a handsome and conveniently arranged block of buildings, which have the advantage of being situated within the town of Blairgowrie and, therefore, near the homes of the operatives. The engines within the works were constructed by Messrs. Carmichael and Company of Dundee, which supplied several of the steam engines installed in the mills along the Erricht. James Luke's interests in Blairgowrie were further increased with the purchase of the existing Muckle Mill across the road from the Erricht Works. Luke and Company had the mill fitted with new machinery adapted for their own business. Some of their machinery was also contained in a smaller building a little further down the river, driven by a small turbine, where the old plash mill used to be. Built on higher ground, directly above the Muckle and plash mills, the Erricht Works utilised these mills and their proximity to the water supply from the river to soften fibres before spinning. It was driven entirely by steam power from a condensing engine and processed jute in its raw form to be spun, woven and calendared before being packed ready for the Dundee market. In the year it opened, 1867, it employed 350 people on 120 power looms. However, the business declined and production ceased in 1902 when the works were closed. The building was subsequently put to many other uses before it was eventually demolished in 2005. Remnants of the original external walls remain and were recently incorporated into the building of townhouses on this site.